The U.S. ambassador to Ghana, Robert Jackson, has called for effective stakeholder collaboration to help address Ghana's dwindling natural resources. He said the destruction of natural resources in the country is mostly as a result of poor management and climate change, hence the need for the collaboration to share ideas on ways of preserving them. Dr. Jackson said this at the launch of a U.S.-Ghana government natural resource management project at Mole in the West Gonja district of the Northern Region. Mohammed Fugu's report.
The U.S. government, with the aim of addressing issues of environmental preservation and climate change, the project dubbed Ghana Agricultural and Natural Resource Management, AGNRM, will encourage the adoption of improved practice to address drivers of environmental degradation and improved rural livelihood. The U.S. ambassador to Ghana, Robert Jackson, said the project is part of the U.S. government's commitment to supporting the government to preserve the environment. He called on the general public to play their key role in preserving the environment, since it is not the sole responsibility of government.
Over the last few decades, Ghana has seen formidable growth and economic development, and its natural resources have played a major role in that growth. These resources feed families, fuel incomes, power homes, schools, and clinics, and provide building materials, medicines, and more. But poor management coupled with climate change has resulted in dwindling of these resources. In order to safeguard Ghana's future, we must come together to make sure these resources are preserved. $1 billion over the next 5 years to help improve natural resource management in northern Ghana.
You heard the U.S. ambassador to Ghana, Robert Jackson, ending that report by Mohammed Fugu.